with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Three felony and six misdemeanor tax charges are contained in the latest indictment of Hunter Biden. A federal grand jury in California has indicted the presidential son for allegedly failing to pay roughly $1.4 million in taxes while living an extravagant lifestyle. Defense attorney Abby Lowell contends prosecutors bowed to political pressure in the case, which had been expected to end with a plea deal. Critics decried it as a sweetheart deal. It collapsed over the summer. The Biden administration continues to lecture Israel over the conduct of its war on Hamas. Secretary of State Blinken urging restraint.
Israel must do everything it can to protect civilians, to ensure that humanitarian assistance flows into Gaza. For our part, the United States has made clear that Israel has to make maximum efforts to avoid civilian casualties, even as Hamas continues to use civilians as human shields.
Hamas is known to surround itself with civilians, basing its operations beneath the cover of hospitals and such. Also, at SRNNews.com, a New York University accounting professor says his review of the financial records of the Trump Organization uncovered no evidence of fraud. The testimony came yesterday at former President Trump's civil trial in New York, a case that Mr. Trump says is blatantly political.
There's not a judge in the country that would have even taken this case. This is a witch hunt. And it's a very corrupt trial.
Aimed, he says, at keeping him off the campaign trail instead of in Iowa, where the former president says he should be right about now. Mr. Trump himself will take the stand again next week. Three people injured. They were struck by a pickup truck along the route of a Christmas parade in Bakersfield, California last evening. The 72-year-old driver is under arrest. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 37 points higher. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A federal judge says he will not kill a lawsuit filed by Christian parents against the State College Area School District. The suit argues that the district is discriminating against kids in religious schools by barring them from co-curricular and extracurricular activities, despite the fact that homeschoolers are being allowed to participate. Thomas More Society and the Religious Rights Foundation of Pennsylvania are representing the parents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have outlawed sex change operations on minors. The measure would also have barred puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and any other therapy designed to help a child live as the opposite sex. Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel says, while the governor's veto of this legislation is certainly not surprising, it serves as a stark reminder of just how out of touch with reality he is. This is SRN News. An explosion of diabetes cases in America and some of the most popular drugs used to treat the condition will be the focus of Senate hearings next week.
Health Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders says he wants to learn more about the rise in diabetes cases in the U.S., especially among children. He'll also focus on a growing list of drugs known as GLP-1 medications, with names like Ozempic and Mounjaro. The drugs are being used to fight both diabetes and obesity, but remain too expensive for many Americans. Bob Agner reporting.
Police say a gunman who killed three faculty members at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, was an unemployed professor who stuffed his waistband with loaded handgun magazines before launching the attack. Authorities say 67-year-old Anthony Polito bought more than 150 rounds of ammo and a list of targets, although those shot were not on that list. More details at SRNNews.com.